Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, Chico?
Well, I just got a haircut yesterday. Believe it or not, even us bald guys need cuts. So if I would have known that this was coming, I would have postponed or canceled my appointment and just waited for my chair today. How you doing, buddy?
Nah, man. You go, y'all good. See, that's the thing about barbershops, man. Barbershops are the unofficial place in the community in which you can go hang out. Some people don't even need their hair cut. They just come in and see what's going on. Just touch down.
Well, and that's your place. I mean, some barbershops, it's like, nah, you know, it's okay, right? You know, you go in there. Some are entertaining. Some not so much. You go in there to get your hair cut. For you, I mean, this is the place to be. It's kind of I'm in the middle of a car lot, by the way, and I got car alarms going off. For you, this is like, you know, the place to be. It's kind of like when Jacobs Field opened up, and if you had a ticket, you bragged that you were going. Yeah, this is it. I'm in the barbershop, baby.
Hey, man, you in here, man, and it's glad to have you. When you look at college football, man, we got this theme going on that COVID-19 and the way that it affected sports, I think it opened up everybody's minds because there was no distraction. There was no spring football. There was no, some of the recruiting classes and stuff that came out. It kind of went under notice. Even due to the COVID-19 pandemic, there was some legislation that dropped that is going to let college athletes really monetize their likeness. And I don't even think that really hit the forefront because of COVID-19. When you look at it from the NCAA perspective, and more specifically Ohio State, in what ways do you think that COVID-19 will change college football and how we look at what is going on and moving forward with college football?
In terms of the paying for the likeness, or just in general?
Just in general, because I think there will be some long lasting ramifications of COVID-19. Ohio State is a really big school, 100,000+. We're talking about a seating arrangements. You're not going to be able to fit people in there. And just overall of what does it look like coming back?
No, you're exactly right in terms of here's the key. They have to play. And I know I say that. And I don't mean to be flip in terms of the pandemic. Obviously, it's going to rest on what takes place, and that's where we just continue. You know, every time you're doing a show, I'm doing a show, anybody's doing a show, there's still that unknown. But you hit the nail on the head, GB. I mean, if these big time programs, and Ohio State being one of them, don't play, and you know this even from your days at OU, like if you go travel, that's a huge payday for the Bobcats, and that's helping fund the rest of the athletic department. So, I mean, you're talking about, I want to say, 13 of the universities last year in the Big Ten made, just football revenue alone, made like $965 million. And, you know, if that's not there – wow. I mean, I can't believe there would be any kind of a scenario where there's no football, like, whatsoever, unless, you know, we have a second outbreak and it's horrible. And, you know, hopefully we've answered a few questions or enough questions to, at least be able to continue to play while taking precautions. But I mean, if that doomsday scenario comes, I mean, my goodness, I can't even begin to think what that would look like. Now, you know, when we get back to September, I think Ohio State opens up early September against BG. Things could change. I mean, again, this is June, and we all know how things have changed already. But 25,000, is that what Gene Smith was talking about and spreading out? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that might be the reality. And I really don't think we're going to get to a point, although this is the beauty of college football, because every you don't have one voice. It's not like Roger Goodell saying this is what we're going to do. So you're going to have some schools that say, we want to bring in fans, we want to do this, we want to do that. I think you're going to have, for the most part, most schools this entire fall have to practice some sort of social distancing, and in doing so, we'll have to scale back as far as, you know, how many fans can be let in.
You know, when you look at it from a perspective, the NCAA has already taken a major hit. So they've already missed March Madness. So that to them is such a huge blow. They missed the tournament. So you lost your championship tournament. So you didn't get the Big Ten, ACC, Big East tournaments. Then you fast forward. There's no spring ball. Now you fast forward, and now they're talking about maybe opening up stadiums, maybe, you know, a fourth of the way, 25% capacity. When you look at that, and you brought up a really good point. These programs, basketball and football, really take care of the rest of the sports, especially when you're talking about Title IX. Do you believe that you will start to see programs like the women's soccer, the hockey programs, maybe the field hockey, track and field? Do you think you'll see across the landscape of college football those sports being dropped or dropped indefinitely or never coming back because of what happened due to the pandemic?
Well, that's a good question. I'll say this, GB, and we've already seen it to some degree. I mean, Bowling Green, Akron, I think Bowling Green, now they got there. It was great news. This is another example of people, you know, coming together in these bad times. But, you know, Bowling Green lost baseball, and then through some, you know, monetary donations and things of that sort, alumni and boosters, they got it back. But, you know, Akron, I think, and I don't know, I don't have an update if maybe they got it back, but they had cross country and track, I think, was out. And I think there was one other one. I mean, it's, yeah, that's the reality. I hope, and I mean, gosh, you know, I hate to think that you're going to have programs that just will have to go away indefinitely. I think we're definitely going to see more of them this fall, like at least for some sort of period of time. I mean, I can't believe that, you know, at some point they'd be able to get back on their feet and be able to, you know, fund these programs. But again, I mean, you hate to say, like, it's all contingent on this fall, but this is huge. I mean, and you brought up, I didn't even bring it up. You brought up the, you know, March Madness and that tournament, like, to couple that with this, if we don't play football or it's not even anywhere near what football, you know, looked like before, man, I mean, that's going to be a huge hit, GB. I hope that's not the case. I think it can survive even if it's scaled back, but I don't know. I mean, we're at the point right now where, and this is the tough part for you, me, for any fan, for anybody, is there's just so much unknown. You know, you're hearing, well, you know, Oklahoma State had five guys. That's going to be the new normal, by the way, for guys testing positive. But, you know, which states are going to spike? Ohio State, after hosting BG, has to go to Eugene, Oregon for the very next week, second week of September. What if, and that's, again, what if, but all of this is kind of wait and see. But in terms of what you brought up there, you're dead on. I mean, if that happens and, you know, we miss a significant, or God forbid, all of it, I can't even begin to think what would happen with these athletic departments and these programs within them.
One last question, and it's more specifically talking about Ohio State in general. Do you think now you kind of see it in Texas with the social justice things going on? Now there's athletes in Texas who want some of the Confederate heroes to be taken down. I think there's a couple of halls and dormitories named after some of the people who have donated money for those, and their past is mired with the Civil War and the Confederate flag. Do you believe after the social justices and everything is going along, and as well as people being able to take control of their likeness, do you think that college players will be more emboldened to speak? Because college is not the pros. I could tell you from just experience. Professional athletes have a lot of latitude, but in college, they very much fall under to the whims of what their head coach wants to do. Do you believe that now there will be more emboldened individuals who speak out on certain issues, and will coaches be receptive to it?
It's an excellent question, and how you framed it, too, is important. Like how, you know, look, it's not the NFL. It's easy to say, well, hey, just speak your mind. But as you said, and you have experience with it, okay, you have to answer somebody, and then, you know, is that okay? I would say this, GB. I think that what we have seen so far, like, let's just look at the NCAA and Mark Emmert, who, you know, is we all have an opinion on Mark Emmert, the president of the NCAA, and most of them probably aren't good.
Yep.
The one thing that he will do is after feeling a lot of pressure or feeling a lot of heat, and I'm not saying that, you know, Mark Emmert doesn't want these kids to speak out, but I'm just using this as an example. When that pressure begins to build and you get more of a more support behind it, it can be, you know, student athlete likeness and getting paid. In this case, let's say it's social injustice and players and just wanting to speak their mind. I think, and hopefully this is the case, they don't have a choice. Because I think we always, you know, I don't want to drift off and be on sports, but we always think that, like, oh, speaking your mind is going to result in, oh, it's going to get crazy. It's going to get – and look, I mean, protests have to happen. Protests absolutely have to happen. Now, what we saw in downtown Cleveland, and what we saw, you know, even with our building at the Halley building, that doesn't have to happen, and it shouldn't happen. But the protest and speaking up, hell yes. So I think if there is any reservation, the NCAA, these voices are getting louder and louder and louder. And you saw Roger Goodell. Like, that's a guy that, you know, last time this happened, you know, with Colin Kaepernick, it was, wait, what's the White House doing? Roger Goodell said, to hell with that. I got to listen to my players. I think the NCAA, and I hope the NCAA and the respective schools will take the same approach.
Hey, man, Chico, I appreciate you coming on with me, giving some insight as far as the college look. I know that's your wheelhouse, and besides, you know, baseball, too. You know, matter of fact, you're just an overall great guy. but I appreciate you coming on. And I look forward to getting the sports back just like you. And I look forward to you doing the Ohio State postgame show. Hopefully we can get the Buckeyes to that championship this year.
GB, an honor to be on your show, as you know. And I've told you this many times. And I think you can see it with the reaction from the listeners. And you're doing an unbelievable job. Keep it up. And I'll talk to you soon, pal.
I appreciate it, man. That's Mike Chico Borman on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.